Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Hi there. I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeart Media. Welcome to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing. This week, I'm talking to acclaimed musician and entrepreneur, Pitbull.
I think that education is the real revolution, because as much as we speak about all the problems that there is in society and the world today, my mother's always told me, son, don't worry, the world's always been coming to an end. Don't let it scare you out of living.
Listen to Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Carrie Hills and Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school. Like, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ding dong, Las Culturistas calling.
iHeart Podcast Awards 2023 Podcast of the Year, Las Culturistas, with SNL's Bowen Yang and comedian Matt Rogers.
There's stuff happening in 2024 that we really need to address.
Pop culture and huge guests, like the latest episode with
Dua Lipa.
The more I think about it, the more scared and nervous I get.
Listen to the newest episode of Las Culturistas with Dua Lipa and all episodes on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search Las Culturistas to start listening.
All right, time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one.
Love it, Jerry.
Right here, right now. That's for you, Jay.
Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, my mama hooked me up with her friend. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm a 40-year-old black female, and I'm an office manager at a small business. The owner of the business is an old family friend of my parents. He's getting pretty old and has had some health issues, so his twin brother is helping out with the day-to-day operations. This older gentleman is in his 70s, and he's very sweet and pleasant. He comes to work overdressed daily in his suit and tie and cologne. He started bringing me lunch from home, and he's a great cook. He told me that he did most of the cooking for his wife, and since she's passed away, he doesn't have anyone to cook for. The longer he stays and helps out, the more he talks about missing his wife. He's been inappropriate a couple of times, telling me he misses holding a woman, and another time he told me he loves big breasts on a woman. I have big breasts, so I've started dressing more conservatively. On my birthday last week, he insisted on taking me to lunch, and I went. I was a little uncomfortable because it seemed like we were on a real date. I told my parents about lunch, and my dad told me to be aware of him because my mom is trying to hook us up. My mom was smirking and said he's a great man and always has been. She said he's kind and wealthy and he's crazy about me. My dad rolled his eyes and walked away. My mom went on to say that the old man told them I was just his type, and my dad didn't like it but agreed that I am old enough to decide what I want to do. I told my mom there's no way I'm dating their friend and I'm not physically attracted to him at all. I told my mom to tell him I'm not interested. She told me to tell him myself. How can I politely tell this old man that I don't want him? Well, I think your mom's right. You should tell him yourself. That way, there could be no reason for any misinterpretation or any mistakes or any of that. He will get it. He will understand. And I got to ask you, has this ever come up between the two of you in conversation? Because so far, I don't think it has. You didn't mention in the letter that he wants to, you know, take it any further than this or anything. But we all, including your parents, we all know that he is very much interested in you. And at 70, probably does want to take it to the next level, since he said you're his kind of woman. He wants to marry you. He wants to get more serious with you. So to politely let him know, and I appreciate you said politely, you know, you don't want to crush the guy. So, you know, to tell him you're not interested, the way to do it is just tell him, you know, tell him nicely and clearly, make it clean. You know, I don't want to lead you on. I like you. You're a nice guy. But I'm, you know, I'm not interested. You cannot keep going out with him and keep, you know, coming in close contact with him without him thinking that, you know, something else is, it might have a chance of going on, you know. He might already be thinking that, because there's no telling what your mom has told him anyway, because she's the one that's secretly trying to hook you guys up, according to your dad. So I think, you know, and it's okay if you're not interested. You don't have to settle. You do not have to settle, especially if you're not physically attracted to him. And that's my answer. So just tell him nicely. Tell him nicely. You can get out of it. He'll understand. Steve, hopefully. Well, you don't want to crush him.
He's 70. He'd be all right. He's had way more crushing news in his life. Stop thinking. Y'all need to stop thinking that old people are these fragile individuals. Old people know how to suffer. Old people, man, they good at it. He's 70. Mm. Colored only water fountains, all types of stuff. You talking about, I don't want to date you, and he'll be fine. But let me tell you a couple of things. Now, you 40. You're the office manager of a small business that's owned by an older friend of your parents, right? Mm-hmm. Now, he's getting old, got some health issues, so he got a twin brother. Well, which means he just can't be that far behind.
Steve.
You know, they is twins now. You know, so
I'm not expecting that.
I don't
that.
Know how much longer you think he going to be hellified, but... In the words of my daddy, any day now.
Oh, wow.
You know, the older gentleman's in his 70s. He's very sweet and pleasant. He comes to work overdressed daily in his suit and tie and cologne. He ain't overdressed. He an old player. Why is he overdressed? He the head of the company. He ain't overdressed. He coming for you. All this. He started bringing me lunch from home, and he's a great cook. He told me he did most of the cooking for his wife since she passed. He doesn't have anybody to cook for, so you it. So now he coming to work dressed up, and he bringing you lunch. The more he talks about missing his wife, the longer he stay. He's been appropriate a couple times, telling me he miss holding a woman. And another time he told me he loves big breasts on a woman.
Uh-huh.
Inappropriate. And he says he miss holding a woman. He loves big breasts on a woman. Then the writer of the letter says, I have big breasts. He know that. That's why he said it. Why you think you're getting that food?
To keep him.
What you think he bringing the food down here? So he can watch you lean over and dip in it. That what? I'll tell you the rest of the possible reenactment when we come back.
Yeah, we'll have part two of Steve's response coming up at 23 minutes after. My mama hooked me up with her friend is the subject. We'll be back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's strawberry letter. The subject, my mama hooked me up with her friend.
Well, your mama done hooked you up with this older gentleman that's a friend of theirs that has a company, because you're the office manager down there. But he done got some health issues and sick, and his twin brothers helping out for the day-to-day operations. Like I said earlier, we don't know how much longer that's going to last. They are twins now, you know. So same DNA, so he probably going to have some health issues coming up shortly. He's in his 70s. He's very sweet and pleasant. He comes in to work overdressed. That's because he's hitting on you. He bring lunch because he missed cooking for his wife. He could cook. He's been inappropriate a couple of times, saying that he misses holding a woman and he likes women with big breasts. You have big breasts, so you done started dressing more conservatively. Mm-hmm. On your birthday last week, he insisted on taking me to lunch, and I went. I was a little uncomfortable because it seemed like we were on a real date. Well, what you thought it was? Mm. Let me take you out for my birthday. Come on now. He done told you he liked big breasts. Ain't you got them? He cooking for you. Ain't you eating it? He dressing up. Ain't you noticed it? My mama was smirking. I was a little uncomfortable because it seemed like we were on a real date. I told my parents about lunch, and my dad told me to beware of him because my mom been trying to hook us up. My mom was smirking, and she said he's a great man, and he always has been, says he's kind of wealthy, and he's crazy about me. My dad rolled his eyes and walked away. My mom went on to say that the old man told them I was just his type, and my dad didn't like it, but agreed that I'm old enough to decide what I want to do. I told my mom there's no way I'm dating a friend, and I'm not physically attracted to him at all. I told my mom to tell him I'm not interested. She told me, tell him yourself. How can I politely tell this old man that I don't want him? Well, let's talk about a couple things. First of all, why does your mama think that you should date this 70-some-year-old man? Bing, I know why. Because you ain't got nobody, ain't had nobody in a while, and ain't got nobody on the hook or string. So now your mama's saying, I got to help her. So she done went and got one of her old ass friends. Now, he's a great ass man for your mama.
Her mom's married to her dad.
But
Steve.
Not for you. Well, I'm just telling you.
Yeah.
Now, the daddy, he really can't say nothing because she 40. Mm-hmm. But she ain't attracted to the dude.
Even with all his wealth, she's not attracted to him.
No.
Yeah.
So that's it. So, Shirley, we're going to do a reenactment. We're out on a date. And I want you to just have a conversation with me. I'm the old 70-year-old dude on the date. And you're just trying to make general conversation. Mm-hmm. You're trying to keep it as bland as possible because you don't want me to go nowhere with it. Mm-hmm. But when an old man is locked in, this is what you get. Let's go.
So, thank you for bringing me to lunch. How was your day?
Oh, my day good now, baby girl.
Let's see. What's your favorite color?
That you got on right there.
Yeah. What kind of car do you drive, by the way? I wanted to ask you that.
What kind of car you want? Because, girl, whatever it is you want, I'm finna start driving it tomorrow.
How did
and
you
I'm
going to
give
that?
You a set of keys yourself.
No, thank you. I have my own car. How did you learn how to cook?
I was sitting around one day trying to figure out what's the best way to get to a woman's heart. And I do all the time.
Oh, that's good. What's your pastor's name?
I don't know. I go in there and pray for you.
What do you know the name of the church?
Lord, help me, Jesus.
That's the name of it?
Because that's all I say from the time I walk in the door.
So do you serve on any boards or anything in church?
I serve you lunch every time I bring it in here, don't I?
Oh man.
How long have you been friends with my mom and dad?
Oh, long enough to get to know you. I don't really like your daddy.
Yeah, I was going to say, he doesn't particularly care for you. Is there a reason for that? Because my
well,
mom
well,
really
why don't
like
we you. Just go on really piss him off then?
Well, my mom likes you. My mom thinks you're great.
Yeah, I think your mother's nice too. She's a fine young lady. I think she's raised a real princess, which is what I'm after right now.
So, let's see. So you said you're 70?
Age ain't nothing but a number, but yeah.
Yeah, that's what some people say, I know, because I'm 40.
I've been alive 70 long years, if you know what I'm saying.
You know what?
I'm Clarence Carter.
Have you read any good books lately?
Clarence Carter. Choking.
Have you read any good books lately? Yeah. Seen any good movies lately?
No, I was looking in your eyes, and that just makes me dream all the time, so I don't really got to go to movies. I record you at work all the time. I got you on video.
What?
Yeah.
All right, well, thank you for the lunch. It was great. Bye. I don't want you. Bye.
Oh, that's how you end it?
Yes. All right, look, post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey.
I'm
going to
buy you a new house tomorrow.
Okay.
Oh, I'm back.
Okay. Hey. Yeah. Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook. Check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand. Coming up in 46 minutes after, Junior has a new poem. Oh, yes. We'll talk about it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Kerry Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school. Like, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. Welcome to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing. This week, I'm talking to acclaimed musician and entrepreneur, Pitbull.
I think that education is the real revolution, because as much as we speak about all the problems that there is in society and the world today, my mother's always told me, son, don't worry, the world's always been coming to an end. Don't let it scare you out of living.
Listen to Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ding dong, Las Culturistas calling.
iHeart Podcast Awards 2023 Podcast of the Year, Las Culturistas, with SNL's Bowen Yang and comedian Matt Rogers.
There's stuff happening in 2024 that we really need to address.
Pop culture and huge guests, like the latest episode with
Dua Lipa.
The more I think about it, the more scared and nervous I get.
Listen to the newest episode of Las Culturistas with Dua Lipa and all episodes on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search Las Culturistas to start listening.
Bean Dad, The Dress, 30 to 50 Feral Hogs. If you knew what any of those were, you spend too much time online. And hey, I do too. 16th Minute of Fame is a new weekly podcast hosted by me, Jamie Loftus. And every week, we take a closer look at an internet character of the day. Who are they? What made them so notorious? How did the internet, or the algorithm, choose them? And what does a person do when they're suddenly confronted with more attention than the human psyche can handle? Listen to 16th Minute of Fame starting May 7th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.